about 252,000 workers filing initial claims, so this comes in better than expected. The biggest increases in jobless claims were in the states of New York, Ohio, and Missouri. I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States pulling out of the United Nations World Heritage Organization because of UNESCO's anti-Israeli bias. The move comes after UNESCO declared the biblical city of Hebron a Palestinian site and denied the massive amount of Jewish heritage to the area. UNESCO head Irina Bokova stated what she termed profound regret for the U.S. withdrawal, but admitted that her organization has become politicized. Israel announced they will be joining the United States in leaving the anti-Israeli UN group. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
The NYPD is saying they have no suspects so far in the brutal home invasion killing of a 91-year-old man and the beating of his 100-year-old wife.
For neighbors who knew Waldeman Thompson and knew he and his wife together, the news is heartbreaking.
Love these people, man. This is bad, man.
It's not clear yet exactly how Thompson died, but we know four masked men stormed his apartment in Bed-Stuy Wednesday afternoon in broad daylight. NYPD Deputy Chief Michael Kemper.
They were both tied up, and she was able to untie herself and then call 911.
She being the man's 100-year-old wife, the 91-year-old victim was discovered unconscious and then rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. James Flippin, New York.
President Trump reportedly on the verge of decertifying the Iran nuclear agreement. Here's what that means.
A decertification would basically throw the ball to Congress, giving them 60 days to decide whether to restore sanctions against Iran or impose new sanctions. The decision to decertify goes against the wishes of other countries who are part of the agreement and some members of the president's own cabinet who have recommended the U.S. remain a party to the agreement.
Former U.N. Ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama, Samantha Power, being called in front of Congress to answer why she tried to unmask Trump associates in foreign intelligence. Power tried to unmask Trump associates at a rate of more than one per working day in 2016. Power's testimony will be in a closed session because of potential national security issues. I'm Jason Wirt.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
There is a there's a episode of South Park, and this is going back 10 plus years, easy. And one of the characters, you're not familiar with the show, one of the characters is he's a bit of a nasty little kid, to say the least. His name's Eric Cartman. And he dresses up in a police costume in one of these episodes, and he's running around on his his big wheels. I think he was given a duty as hall monitor. I can't remember exactly. It was a long time ago. And he goes around, he's saying, "You will respect my authority. You will respect my authority." That's what the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, wants you to do. Respect their authority. What is the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, if you're new? Well, it's simple. It's big business, politicians, and the media. And my job here on this program, it's gotten much bigger over the years. It really has. We do spend a large part of our time defying the constant narrative, lies, narratives. Now that the popular phrase now is fake news. Fake news has been around for a while. And we've been here to fight it. Now, this past week, had this terrible event, massacre, take place in Las Vegas. And I watch the news very carefully. I watch government officials very carefully. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care who is in power. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't know why anybody would. It's almost to the point of honestly, it's just stupidity. If you're going to trust the media, you're going to trust the government. I mean, I sat down for 5 minutes just thinking about the amount of times just over the past several decades the government has just lied, knowingly lied right to our faces. Just lied right to our faces and didn't care. Media went right along with it. I think of one of the more recent ones. Remember Benghazi? Yeah, the video did it. The video did it. Oh, man, it was that dastardly video. That dastardly video caused the issue and the riot and overran the embassy. And the government knew the entire time that was one big, fat lie. For crying out loud, Susan Rice went on television on the Sunday morning talkers and kept saying it again and again and again. Hillary Clinton went to the families of people who were killed and told them that they're going to get that guy with the video. We spent tax dollars to run advertisements in Pakistan to tell people that, hey, you know, we're sorry about that video. That's how far they went with that lie. We're lied to all the time in terms of financial issues, right? We're told that, gee whiz, if we don't bail out the automakers, boy, oh boy, the country's going to fall apart and millions are going to be out of work. And, if we don't, keep these big banks in place and bail them all out and then keep all of the same people in power there, you know what? We're all going to go to hell in a handbasket. We're told that, hey, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, oh my God. It's going to be the worst thing ever. It's going to be anarchy for the country. Stock market's going to crash. We're all going to die. Every single time we're told this. Lie after lie after lie. So when I see something like this happen and the information starts dripping out, drip, 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 and he snapped. Looks like he just snapped. And the first things they're telling us, well, you know, he looks like he acted alone. And I start saying to myself, do they think that I'm this stupid? So this guy himself carried all of those weapons and all of those bullets and did this entire thing on his own. And nobody knew about it. Come on, again, I'll do the old Michael Corleone. You're insulting my intelligence. You're insulting my intelligence. There was a great piece that was put out there by, she did a really good job, Michael Snyder, who's a Republican candidate for Congress in Idaho's 1st Congressional District. And he goes and he asks a bunch of questions. asked a bunch of questions and we're not getting answers to this question. I mean, how many different videos are out there right now? Four or five? Showing shots being fired from the fourth floor. Yeah. Any the media even talking about that? Or are they not allowed to talk about that? They're not even, anytime they love jumping all over videos, do they not? They love that stuff. Here you got four of them. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody. There was an expert that pointed out that it would have been impossible for Stephen Paddock to kill and wound 573 people in less than 5 minutes of shooting with the kinds of weapons that he is alleged to have used. Why is anybody talking about that? Again, 42 guns and several thousand rounds of ammo. Guys, you know, I'm in my studio office right now and in my closet over here. I have a backpack filled with ammo. So I got a backpack filled with ammo. I'm telling you right now, that backpack is bloody heavy. There's not several thousand rounds in there, but it's really, really heavy. How does somebody with no military background, wasn't even a gun guy, right? How did he operate all of these advanced weapons? Natural News made this point. From what the firearms illiterate media claims, these are not systems that any Joe off the street can just pick up and use to effortlessly mow down 500 people. Running these systems requires extensive training, experience, and stamina. It is physically impossible for a guy like Stephen Paddock to operate such a system in the sustained, effective manner that we witnessed, especially when shooting from an elevated position, which throws off all the ranging of the weapon system. Far from being a naval SEAL, Stephen Paddock is a retired accountant, senior citizen with a gambling problem and a flabby physique. The only way he could have carried out the shooting is if he were transformed into a human super weapon through a magic wand. I'm calling this mission impossible because of the physical impossibility of a retired, untrained senior citizen pulling this off. And we can go on and on and on with these questions. Yet we're not getting any answers. I'm curious to see what the narrative is going to be. Now, it's interesting. Again, you get videos available now with the smartphones, the shooter on the fourth floor that you wouldn't have years and years ago. What's amazing to me, you don't tell me that there's no tie-ins between government and the media and big business. Not a single media outlet talking about that at all. What we're hearing a lot of talk about, though, is gun control. Gun control. I have to admit, this past week, I was like Yukon Cornelius. Remember from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? You know, Yukon Cornelius throws the pickaxe up in the air and trying to find gold. Sometimes you find a story, and I'll be like, man, I hope none of the other big radio show hosts find this one. But sure enough, Rush Limbaugh got it too. And he did it before I did. It was column. It was in the Washington Post, of all places. This Leah Libresco, a statistician for the and news writer for 538, which is it's pretty much a left wing polling group. And she basically admits, she says, everything that I thought about guns and gun control and controlling guns was wrong. Pierre, her colleagues and herself, they went through 33,000 gun deaths that happened in a year. And what she found out was, gee whiz, most of them were suicides. That's right. Most of them were suicides. The rest, the next biggest group, were basically crime that took place in gang-related nonsense that we see happen all the time in Chicago. And then she talked about some of the other things as well that they're missing in the media. Now, the narrative is that the Republicans won. I mean, if they got their way, the guns would have had a silencer and they would have never found them. No. No. Okay, it's not a movie. Silencer for those guns wouldn't be like... No. If you put a silencer on the weapon he was using, it would still be about as loud as a jackhammer. Silencers, the silencers that they're talking about are things to prevent people from damaging their ears when they use these guns. So, yeah, again, you're talking about guns and gun control. And I've got a different take. This is the take that drives me absolutely berserk because they never talk about this in the mainstream media. Conservatives. I mean, I'm disappointed Hannity doesn't talk about this. You know why people need to have a gun? I'm not so worried about somebody robbing my house. I'm not. I'm worried about government. That's what it is. That's what the founding fathers had in mind about the militia. They wanted to prevent tyranny. They actually read books. They read history books, and they understood the history of the world. What do you think, that Hitler wanted all of his people in Germany to have guns? You think that's what Stalin wanted, what Mao wanted, what Pol Pot wanted? No! They were the biggest gun control advocates of all time. Take them all. Then they have all the power. That's why everybody needs to have a gun. Protect you from government more than anything else. And the biggest, the most ironic thing of them all, when it comes to this and the coverage of this, the most ironic thing of all, and this is all-out proof, okay? If you're a liberal, listen to this program, you get mad all you want. I am right now proving that liberals and left-wingers are idiots. Right now, I'm going to prove it to you. Because liberals and left-wingers keep going out there and saying Trump is Hitler, right? Trump is Hitler. Trump is Mussolini. Trump wants to be king. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to be a despot. He is evil. Okay. All right. So, you know what? For argument's sake, I am going to assume that you're right, and that's who he is. Now, you want to hand him over all your guns? Boy, you're stupid. You just said that the guy running the country is like Hitler. He's a despot. He's a dictator. He's like Mussolini. And now you want to give him all the guns. Yes, that would make you an idiot. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small. I want to be more.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward, if you follow some simple tips.
Having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, I mean, I just gave, it's like almost like, it's like mathematical proof, 2 + 2 = 4, that left-wingers are idiots. It's like, oh, you're Hitler, you're evil, here's my gun, take it. One of the guys out there that's always claiming that, Trump is the worst thing ever, well, anything that's not basically communist is the worst thing ever, Paul Krugman. He's one of the emperors in the media elite. And if it was, even though I disagree with his opinion, I wouldn't fire people if I disagreed with his opinion. If he, you know, I think that debate is a good thing. However, he should be fired for this. And this is what they do. Paul Krugman puts out a tweet this past week. Cholera in a U.S. territory. Among U.S. citizens in the 21st century. Heck of a job, Trumpy. That's Paul Krugman trying to make fun of Trump and also use that, you know, line that George W. Bush used with, what's his name there? Brown, who was in charge of FEMA back then. Remember he said, you're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. Now, he never happened. It was a lie. There was no cholera. In Puerto Rico, there is no cholera in Puerto Rico. It was a lie. Rather than fully retract his fake news to stop it from spreading, this is the definition of somebody who is evil, okay? This is an evil person. People can make mistakes. People can make mistakes, and when you make a mistake, you try to fix that mistake. This is a guy that didn't want to fix a mistake. He knew exactly what he was doing. He wants that tweet to go around because he knows that the lie becomes the truth. I had a conversation with this about my kids, with my kids this past week, talking about social media and lies and the crap that gets thrown out there. And I don't know who said, I think it might have been Ben Franklin, said a lie will make its way halfway around the world before the truth makes its way out the front door. Now, I think it's Franklin. I should probably look it up. I don't know. But that's been put on steroids today. A lie will make its way a million times around the world before the truth gets out the front door. Krugman, decided to publish a clarification, which was also inaccurate. He says, okay, cholera not confirmed. Conjunctivitis, yes. Conjunctivitis? You mean pink eye? Lack of clean water. Situation worsening, not improving. Makes it a risk, but not certain. And again, the amount of cholera retweets was through the roof. The half retraction, next to none. Because, again, they're not interested in the truth at all. At all. The more people there are out there who ignore facts that contradict their beliefs, the more likely it's going to be that a dictatorship will emerge in that country. It's how aristocracies throughout the ages have controlled the masses. They take advantage of the widespread tendency that people tend to have to ignore contrary facts. Now, we've talked about this here on the program when it comes to investing. It's called confirmation bias. And it allows the public to be manipulated. And it's what we have today. Lies being pumped out. Lies being pumped out by, again, billionaire owners of the top media outlets. And we only have a few of them, right? Because the media is quite concentrated. The lies are never punished. Did Paul Krugman lose his job? He published an outright lie, didn't even retract it. And didn't even get a slap on the wrist. Story after story. I could do this again and again and again. Time and time again. And honestly, people, it's what we're battling here every single day. Every single day. I'll watch a news program. I watch what they willfully ignore, what they willfully put in a bad light, or utilizing poor perspective for their audience, all to suit their own needs. Again, this is why, like we said, you cannot respect their authority. You need to question it. You need to use your head. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be back. Steps make that much noise.
Shh, I got you all figured out. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The wind event that was predicted to blow through the night in today did materialize quite to the level as predicted. So that gave us a better opportunity to have more containment on our fires.
An update from fire officials in Northern California saying they are making some headway against the wildfires blazing through the area, but they did confirm the death toll has now climbed to 24 and hundreds are still missing. Firefighters say they are reaching levels of containment against the largest, the Atlas Fire, which is currently burning 43,000 acres.
We're all gathered together for something I believe that's going to be very, very powerful for our nation and very good for a lot of people.
President Trump at a signing ceremony for an executive order that will now allow Americans to buy health care over state lines. The president had said he hoped such a measure would have been part of a repeal of Obamacare. He's still hopeful that reform can take place through the Congress. USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
One of my favorite sci-fi movies of all time, The Fifth Element. Love that movie. Love that movie. I think all these people out there that are gonzo over Star Wars. I like Star Wars as a kid, but everybody's so, the adults that are crazy over them. Well, it's okay. It's not The Fifth Element. Not Blade Runner, in my opinion. And I am looking forward to seeing the next Blade Runner. But anyway, there was a scene in the movie, The Fifth Element, and probably one of the finest actors around today, Gary Oldman, the bad guy in this movie. And he's lecturing a priest. He knocks up a glass of water onto the ground, and it smashes. And it's the future, and all these little robots and things come out of the wall to clean up the mess. And he's like, see what I just did? Because he's a bad guy. So he's destruction. I said, but I actually did a good thing. Look at what I did. All of these robots came out, and they're doing work, and they're making things happen, and all sorts of good stuff. So I'm actually a good guy because I am a destroyer of worlds, basically. Wrong. That would be wrong. And to this day, you actually have business publications, journal people that write for business publications, journalists that can't seem to grasp this. How many stories did I read this past week talking about Hurricane Harvey and Irma lifting U.S. factory activity to a 13-year high, and how that this is a good thing for the economy? This is great. Really? Really? So a good way to get the economy going is to wreck cities, is what you're telling me? And then people, I'll get in arguments with people over this. I'll be on the air. But people got to go out and they got to buy plywood and they got to buy this stuff and they got to fix all of these things. Yeah, they do. Well, that creates economic activity. Yeah, it is. But it's just economic activity that has been diverted. A good way to, I'm going to try to explain this to people again. Okay, so I'm going to be a hero to my local economy. My local economy in my town is flatlining. So I want to do something about it. I'm mayor of this town. So I take a baseball bat and I walk down Main Street and I start smashing windows and denting cars and breaking lights and doing all sorts of stuff. Well, wow, it's economic activity, right? All these people are going to have to go out and fix their cars and all of these issues. Wrong. It's not going to create any extra economic activity. Money that was going to be used on clothes or going out to dinner or something else is going to be diverted to that. You're not building or creating anything new. You're not creating any good economic activity. You're just diverting it. That's all. And again, I am shocked at the amount of people that still don't understand that. I do want to give credit right now. Again, we were pretty hard on the president. Like I said, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. It throws people off. We're not used to listening to a program that where you're going to get a guy that's going to rip both sides. I'm honest. Again, I don't root for laundry. Okay? I don't. But Donald Trump is doing a really good job in cutting the regulatory burden. He's cut the federal regulatory burden to levels that took the Reagan administration years to achieve. A report by the Libertarian Competitive Enterprise Institute found the Trump administration cut the number of pages in the Federal Register 32% in the first 9 months of this year. It took Reagan several years to cut that many pages of regulations. This is one of the reasons why we're seeing a bit of an uptick in business confidence as well. We've explained regulations here on the program as mines. And the thing about the mines that the government plants is that these mines actually move too. The regulations change all the time. And when a type A personality, an entrepreneur, a business owner looks out over a minefield and these mines keep moving, you know what? They may decide to just go back to bed rather than to go out and take that on. And that is an enormous issue. We've written extensively about this too. One of the columns that I have there archived on our website is the good one, the Lilliputians on steroids. Should check it out from time to time. And by the way, remind people, I've been writing now for well over 20 some odd years, and all of our columns, all of our articles are all archived there up on the site, so you can check them out and take advantage of all the other great stuff as well. We're going to do right now is we take another quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, again, consultation with our certified financial planners, my columns, our latest white paper, all at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or you can give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I'm sorry. As soon as we're done with the show here today, I've got to go to YouTube and I got to watch that video again. I haven't seen it in probably 20 years plus. It was really kind of creepy, but cool as well. Tom Petty could only pull that stuff off. It really could. I remember when MTV first started, what was the tune that was on all the time? Early 1980s. It was like a dystopian Mad Max type of a future thing. It was You Got Lucky. That was a tune. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I wanted to mention this story. This is a good lesson for all of our listeners out there and how you get ripped off. That's right. This is how the taxpayer gets screwed. I am not a fan of all of publicly financed sports stadiums. I think it's one of the dumbest things. Oh, yeah, we're going to pay for this guy's office space. Dum, da dum, dum. And you're always convinced. Oh, I mean, people, they always try to convince you saying, hey, it's going to bring jobs to the area. Sure. No, never works out that way. It was a story about a $250 million stadium in Nashville for their new soccer team that they want to move to town. And the story goes like this. It said, well, you know, it's going to be a partnership, a public and private partnership, 90-10. Private-public financing plan where the private part is going to kick in 90%. So I took a look at it. $25 million in bonds are going to be issued for infrastructure costs by the public. That's the 10, right? Well, where are they going to get the rest of that money? Well, here, $200 million more in bonds are going to be issued. These are revenue bonds. Now, this is the supposed 90% part, the private part. Well, why is the government issuing the bonds? Well, let me tell you how those bonds are going to be paid for. Through the taxes, the sales taxes on stuff that is sold at the stadium and the rent too. So this is really no, how shall I put it, public-private partnership at all. Did the ownership group have to go out of pocket for anything? Not a dime. Not a dime. I mean, how many people out there would love to have a $250 million office space that you didn't have to pay a dime for? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen if the, I don't know, the team doesn't do well and it folds? Well, you think that the ownership group is going to be on the hook for that that $200 million? Right. Sure it is. Sure it is. Again, part of the problem. Read the fine print, okay? Politicians, big business, government, media, all working hand-in-hand to further their own needs. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I am a big Neil Diamond fan, just so you know. I love this tune. Yep. Listen. Car trips, kid, family. There was six of us piled into a van. Okay? Six of us piled into a van, and we would go and the stacks of eight-track tapes. And a lot of Neil Diamond ones to go. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Third hour is the all-skate hour of the program. And the all-skate hour of the program we are supposed to cover here, there, and everywhere. I'm supposed to lighten things up. I know we're pretty heavy today. There's a lot of heavy stuff happening, though, this past week. But there's a few of these lighter stories I wanted to talk about. This one, I have to admit, I wasn't thrilled to see. It made me feel a little bit of nostalgia. The Wall Street Journal has decided to kill off its international print editions. Now, it gave me nostalgia because when I'm on vacation, and we like to go to Italy, Greece, because my wife's family's there, and Italy because I know it well. And I get up early in the morning. I just don't sleep late. Go out, exercise, go get my coffee. And I love just kind of sitting down there and reading the Wall Street Journal International Print Edition. I won't be able to do that anymore. But what's even worse is, I get it. People are getting their stuff online to a greater degree, but they are really cutting back on all of their bureaus overseas. And again, we might need to know a little bit about what's going on around the globe. And I've said it here. I said the Wall Street Journal is a shell of its former self. I have to believe that they probably let a lot of their reporters go that actually knew what they were talking about and replaced by a lot of kids. I like kids. I have nothing wrong with kids, just that kids don't know much. And kids need to be trained, and it takes a long time. There's something to be said for being an apprentice and learning the ropes over time and getting that knowledge. And you're throwing all these young reporters into the fire here, and I'm reading these stories, and I'm like, these poor kids, they don't know what the hell they're doing. Anyway. We didn't really talk about healthcare this week on the program. I guess maybe I'm just tired of it. But, I just want to let everybody know that Democrats and Republicans are working together right now to keep Obamacare going. That's right. They're looking to take your tax dollars and give it to the insurance companies in that special. Yes, we've got to shore up the insurance exchanges. Oh, yeah, that's what I want my tax dollars to do. I don't pay enough already in premiums, right? I want you to take my tax dollars and give it to the insurance companies on top of that. Thanks a bundle. Here's an interesting story. Again, this one didn't get a lot of press. The Department of Justice filed a suit against a company for not hiring Americans. I got a kick out of this. And again, because we've talked about immigration, the cost of immigration, what it means on wages, all of that stuff here on the program. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says that they're entering this fight simply because, hey, you know what? You're hiring foreigners because it's cheaper to hire them. It's cheaper to employ them. And I say, that's the problem. We all need to be equal under the law here. And when it comes to low-skilled labor, well, if you are a foreigner, shouldn't you get paid the same amount and have the same benefits as an American? Well, you know what? That'll do away with the problem, and they'll just hire the Americans. Will they not? Again, people, this is just Econ 101. But we told you about this. Plenty of companies like, you know what? We don't want to hire Americans. We want to hire the H-2B visa people. It'll cost us a hell of a lot less. We have alluded, we've talked about this. The New York Times has been running a series of columns about communism, the 100-year anniversary of communism. And these are all of these stories about how wonderful communism is. There was one a couple weeks ago actually made the claim that women's sex lives were better under communism. Yeah. And this one here that they had this past week was a story about the emancipation of women in China. Communism led to the emancipation of women in China. Again, it's like I'm living in a surreal world. What I'm having happen, would be foreign. They didn't even make movies about this stuff back in the 1980s. I mean, it's as if we are living in a place, almost as if the Soviets won the Cold War. I'm starting to think that they did. You get nothing in New York Times talking about, you get better articles about communism in the New York Times than you do capitalism, for crying out loud. We've gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. We live in a country right now, here's a school out of California. You cannot chant USA at any of the games. You know, USA, USA. Nope. It makes people feel uncomfortable. It sends an unintended message. Really? Really. Anyway. You know, speaking of, this is it. I forgot to mention this. Okay. This is actually, it's kind of an important piece right here. President of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, he has solved the socialism communism problem. He solved it. So for all you leftists out there, why it didn't work, you said it wasn't run the right way. Nicolas Maduro has figured it out. The answer? Wabbits. No, not ducks. Wabbit season. That's right. I'm not making this up. Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela, unveiled Plan Rabbit. He wants people to raise rabbits so they can eat them. And that will solve all of the problems in Venezuela. No, I'm serious. I'm not making this crap up. See you next week, everybody. God bless. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Have a great week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The wind event that was predicted to blow through the night in today did materialize quite to the level as predicted. So that gave us a better opportunity to have more containment on our fires.
An update from fire officials in Northern California saying they are making some headway against the wildfires blazing through the area, but they did confirm the death toll has now climbed to 24 and hundreds are still missing. Firefighters say they are reaching levels of containment against the largest, the Atlas Fire, which is currently burning 43,000 acres.
We're all gathered together for something I believe that's going to be very, very powerful for our nation and very good for a lot of people.
President Trump at a signing ceremony for an executive order that will now allow Americans to buy health care over state lines. The president had said he hoped such a measure would have been part of a repeal of Obamacare. He's still hopeful that reform can take place through the Congress. USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
With a low in the very low 60s, that means I don't have to run out and cover my plants with newspaper for fear that they'll freeze. Winds at 5 to 8 miles an hour. There's a chance, though, of precipitation. In fact, we might have some scattered showers as the evening wears on, and maybe a chance as you scattered showers as you approach your day tomorrow morning as well. Welcome to 100 in Chamber Radio, that's WHCR-DB. This is your county at work, and I am Suzanne Legay, your host for the day. Today we're going to begin talking about how our county health department serves the residents of our county. And I say our county instead of men-